Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Musin here, coming at you live and direct with another Daily Stoic Power Podcast. Today, we're diving headfirst into a beast that plagues even the most organized and driven folks' procrastination. Ever feel like that looming deadline is just whispering sweet nothings in your ear, tempting you to binge-watch another show instead of tackling that project? You know that feeling when every motivation app fails and your brain suddenly becomes an expert at rearranging furniture on its digital desktop. Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, this isn't a rant session, it's a power-up. We're here to equip you with the tools to slay procrastination and unleash your inner productivity ninja. First up, let's get real about why we procrastinate. It's rarely laziness, though sometimes that might be a factor. More often than not, it's fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself seeming too big and overwhelming. We build these mental walls, convince ourselves we need a specific mood or a perfect environment to get started, and boom, procrastination city. So, how do we break free? Here are 5 Stoic-inspired strategies that can truly change the game. 1. Embrace imperfection. This one's a biggie, folks. The Stoics believed in focusing on what you can control, your actions and mindset. Stop chasing the elusive perfect output. Just start. Even if it's messy or imperfect at first, getting those initial steps done is a victory in itself. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, so give yourself grace and celebrate those small wins along the way. Cheer. Break it down. We've all been there, staring at that giant project like it's Mount Everest, feeling instantly overwhelmed. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control right now. Instead of tackling the whole mountain, break that project down into smaller, manageable chunks. Each mini goal becomes less intimidating and easier to achieve. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game one step at a time. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds tend to wander when we're trying to focus? The Stoics were all about being present in a moment. When procrastination hits, gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand. Take deep breaths, visualize yourself completing the work, and remind yourself why it's important. 4. Visualize success. This isn't just wishful thinking, it's a powerful strategy. Imagine yourself tackling that project with confidence and achieving that desired outcome. Feel the satisfaction of getting things done. Visualization helped prime your brain for success and can actually boost your performance. Think of it like training your mind to be a procrastination-busting machine. 5. Reward yourself. Let's face it, we're all motivated by incentives. The Stoics believed in finding joy in the journey itself, but let's be real, a little reward system never hurts. Set up small rewards for completing those smaller tasks or hitting milestones. Whether it's a coffee break, a quick walk outside, or binge-watching that one episode you've been craving, celebrate your accomplishments and keep the momentum going. Let's take a look at an example. Imagine you have a huge research paper due next week. You know it needs to be done, but instead of diving in, you find yourself scrolling through social media, cleaning your room for the third time that day, or even rearranging your sock drawer, anything but tackling those daunting research papers. Sound familiar? Now, let's apply our Stoic power-up strategies. First, remember it's okay to start imperfect. Just open that document and jot down some initial ideas. Then, break the paper down into smaller chunks. You're switching topic A, outlining arguments, drafting section B, etc. Set reminders for yourself throughout the week to work on each section. Visualize yourself completing the paper with confidence and feeling the satisfaction of acing it. And don't forget those rewards. Plan a fun activity after you finish each chunk, maybe a delicious dinner, an episode of your favorite show, or a walk in the park. You see? It's all about breaking down the monster into manageable pieces and celebrating those small victories along the way. So remember, procrastination is a common foe, but it doesn't have to win. By embracing imperfection, breaking things down, practicing mindfulness, visualizing success, and rewarding yourself, you can conquer any task and unlock your true potential. Head over to our social media channels and share your biggest procrastination struggles and triumphs. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to become unstoppable forces of productivity. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.